At the same time that his money ran out, there was a great famine in the whole country, and he began to starve. Then he convinced a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him to the field to feed pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pots with which they fed the pigs seemed good to eat, but nobody gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he told himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. This story will never go out of style. Forgive me for expressing it this way, but it will never go out of style, nor will the word of God leave its truth. Luke chapter 15, from verse 11, Jesus tells a story, a parable, a way to tell a truth through a story, to make us meditate on life itself, and in this case, to remind ourselves of where we came from, to make us see where we are today, and the importance of coming back home, the place we should never have left. In this case, to understand that we have a place here on earth for an established purpose by someone who created us, that is, by God, that we were born from Him, that we were created in His image and likeness. Even if you can't believe it, do not think about it. You were created in the image and likeness of God. And for some reason, we deviate on the road. We allow ourselves to be glimpsed by the currents of this life, by the mirages of this life, by the little birds in the air that this world has painted us. We allow ourselves to be influenced by the pleasures of our flesh, which at some point make us feel good, but in the end they make us pick up such a heavy burden called guilt, and they lead us more and more to a ruin, to a moral and spiritual decay. You know what I mean. If we can measure today's society, if we can measure everything the world offers today, we will realize that the good is called bad and the bad is called good. Each one has a truth. Relativism governs, and in itself, if you analyze well, the relative is neither the truth nor the life. It all depends on who it is assigned to, or how anyone wants to see it. And if each one has a truth, and each one has a lie, well, it is easy for us to judge others for what they do, and stop seeing what we are doing, my beloved friends. Through this story, Jesus speaks to us in a simple way. The life of a boy who, having everything at home, decides to go out and have experiences. He decides to ask the father for his inheritance. Now, it should be noted that he was the youngest son, so he still did not have the right to the inheritance. His eldest brother was the one who had the right to the inheritance. This boy still did not have the right to that, but he complained so much that the father gave it to him. And immediately, without listening to the father's voice, without listening to the father's advice, this boy went to live a crazy life. He went to experience in the world how much he could experience. Now, he was a boy with a great fortune. He had money, so making friends was not complicated for him. Visiting parties and organizing parties was not difficult for him, nor surrounding himself with many people either. He was famous. Fame lasted a while, but as his riches, his inheritance was spent, the friendships were disappearing, to the point of having nothing and looking for help in those who one day he gave them something and yet did not find help. That is the very condition of human being, of a man who considers that he has control of his life and that there is no need to seek God. I believe that many have reached that point, and I am not here to criticize it, nor to criticize that you came to God because of a need. Everyone at some point needs God, and we approach Him or we allow ourselves to be found by God because of a need. Now, God has no problem with that. The problem is when we harden our hearts, and even in the most critical moment of life, it's hard to ask to recognize that we need God. And you know what? This happened to this boy. And in verse 17, he says that he finally came to his senses. And that is where I want to get on the subject of this devotional this morning, when he finally came to his senses. That expression, when he finally came to his senses, it does mean that the boy tried in every way possible, in his own strength, trying to solve his own problems, trying to get ahead, to show himself that he could, to show that he did not need his father, that he did not need his brother, that he did not need to come back home. He did not want to come back home defeated. And each time he tried, the worse it was for him. So he began to look for a job. He did not have the experience. So many did not give him the opportunity to work. Perhaps his hands had never touched a machete, a knife, something to work with. However, with his word, he managed to convince a person of a ranch, and the only job he could get was tending pigs. Look, for the Jews, the pig is an unclean animal. So imagine the expression of those who were listening to Jesus telling this story, and getting to the point where the boy only found work taking care of pigs. Some would make a pout, some could have said, but he got to the lowest point, without realizing that it was the very reality of those who were listening. They were living the same. It was the spiritual x-ray from each one of those who were there. Yes, they say that they were children of Abraham, that they had God, but the life they were living was not consistent with what they were believing. So, that is why Jesus is not speaking to any public. This parable was saying to them, you went away from home, and you think that the world is your home, but it is not your place. That is what you are thinking. That is what you are thinking now. Perhaps you will say, I have a good company. I have my family. I have money. Or maybe someone else could say, well, it is difficult for me here, but I live day by day. And well, thank God for what I have to do. Or someone else could be thinking, yes, I'm broke. I don't know what else to do. Even if you are in any of these three points that I just mentioned, in the end, you are away from home, in the middle of a world that the only thing given to you is a vain opportunity to take care of pigs. Now, the problem is not the job, because some will say, but Pastor, you are mentioning that work as something dishonorable, and a job is a job. Yes, the problem is that it is even more work than normal. Because look, for some time I lived on a farm, and with my parents we took care of a coffee farm, and there was also a pig farm. We called it a pigsty. Every morning we had to put on swamp boots. We had to get into the pigsty because it was a mess. With a hose we began to clean and washing the pigs. They were clean, but a few hours later, you don't know, the pigs destroyed the place again. That place was very filthy, and they wallowed in the middle of that dirt. So I already knew that we had to wash them, but that after a while, that was going to be dirty again. That is why it's called a pigsty. That is why I tell you that the problem is not the job of taking care of pigs, but what that means. You know, it's like being around the world and trying to do things, but realizing that you can't, and you fail again and again, and you wash yourself again, trying to have a good conscience. And your job is to take care of this, the other. You do good works. And for what? They are good, but in the end, you have a guilt in your heart. You keep failing. You have something in secret. you are adulterating, you are fornicating, you know that you have a sin there against not letting you sleep. That is the same thing that happened to this boy. Now, if I'm going to take care of pigs, I have to have contact with pigs and it's dirt. That is what this world gives you. Do you call a party moment happiness? Do you call to get drunk with alcohol happiness? Forgive me for the way I speak to you. Do you call to leave the woman or the man God gave you in your house for someone else on the street who is looking for your money or a moment of pleasure, and then you end up alone, is destroying what God has given you and you have built happiness? Do you think that is life? I don't think so. Don't tell me that a tremendous mansion and a tremendous car, like someone who once told me, but pastor, it's not the same crying on a bicycle than crying riding on a BMW. And as I always answer, but what good is the bicycle or the BMW? What good is the external if the sorrow that you carry in your heart manifests itself? Nothing in this world will be able to satisfy you. So the boy in this story thought that his wealth will never run out. He thought that life will never change, as at some point you may be saying, that will never happen to me, but my friend, life has many changes. The world turns, and we do not know what will come tomorrow. We do not have the security of anything. The only security we have is that at some point we are going to die. But we could also acquire another security, an even greater security. If we die, we will rise again, and that we will have an eternal life that we will enjoy forever next to Jesus Christ. When we open our hearts to Him, that is, after the boy finally came to his senses. Because sometimes I don't know why we have to take so many blows to come to our senses, to get to the point of noticing the pigs. And this is so tremendous that the boy wanted to eat the pots. Look, what the pigs were eating, he was so angry. He wanted to eat it until he came to his senses. Unfortunately, it is not that God does it. Listen to me well, because sometimes we say that you are in a hospital bed because God sent you there. But no, God does not work like that. We all reach a critical moment in life when we want to eat the leftovers of those pigs. Let's say you are begging love. Yes, you have material things, but your heart is empty. There is something you lack, and you are so hungry that you do not know where to satisfy yourself. But when we get to the bottom, all you have to do is raise your head, look at the sky, and realize in the house of the Father, there is plenty of bread. I don't know what you have on your mind today. Perhaps you have always despised the world. You have said, I am not going to be an evangelical. I am not talking to you about religion today. If you just could turn your eyes to heaven and realize that there is a creator, there is someone who made you, who loves you, who died for you. And today is the opportunity for you to not harden your heart anymore, and you can receive Him. And if you ever receive Him and you walked away as this son, remember that you have not stopped being a son. You have a house you can come back to, but it depends on you. If you are going to see everything that is around you, or what are they going to say about me? They are going to accuse me because I failed. If you are going to think about all those little details, you will never make the decision to go home. Close your ears, close your eyes, and just make the decision. When this boy did it, do you know what he saw? He had not yet arrived. He was far away, and his father went out to receive him and gave him a big hug. He was already waiting for him. You know, today the Father is waiting for you. You just have to make the decision. Do not get used to taking care of pigs. God did not create you for that. I hope I am making myself understood. You will know what God is speaking to your life. Father, I thank you for this word. I just raise a simple prayer to you, to ask you, Lord, that you take every life and every heart, and that today Many may have the opportunity to receive this word, to come to their senses as this boy did, and to remember that in the Father's house there is plenty of bread, that you have plenty of bread in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I invite you to follow me through my social networks. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. And on YouTube, subscribe to our channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. I send you a hug. And please pass this word to all your contacts.